Well, you might have heard me speak about concerns people have with the Prime Minister's proposed Religious Freedom Bill. One area of particular concern is employment. Dedicated workers could be sacked for being gay or even simply not being the right faith. David Zinger, former principal of the King David School, ambassador of the National Secular Lobby and associate professor at Southern Cross Uni, just who could be in the firing line, mate?
Well, interestingly that you ask, it wasn't just more than, I think, 18 months ago that a Catholic primary school principal was dismissed from his post as a principal because he hadn't had his previous marriage annulled through the church.
So would this new bill make it even easier for churches to do this?
Well, apparently that's what the legislators want, to be able to allow not just churches, but, you know, any faith group, dismiss long-serving, loyal, hard-working and high-achieving teachers, deputy principals, principals, because they may not be of the right faith, or they could be gay, they could be single mothers, you know, anything that offends their sensibilities.
In fact, David, you've said the PM's bill could let discrimination by religious institutions flourish.
Well, it's actually, unfortunately, giving the people the green light to be a bigot. According to the current legislation or the draft legislation, if they have a particular belief, then that's all that they need to say, is that my belief is genuinely held and I can discriminate against you. I can abuse you. I can vilify you. With impunity. And currently, of course, that's not the case.
So let me ask you this straight, mate. Will this new bill give religious people more rights than the rest of us?
Look, we have very strong laws against religious vilification at the moment. Every state has one, and they are basically the same in every state because they're based on the same principles. And so if a person feels that their religion is being vilified or they are being vilified because of their religious beliefs, they have the ability to get remediation through the court system and through the state or territory legislation. What this new legislation seeks to achieve is to ensure that religious people have more rights than secular people.
So you obviously think these churches don't need these extra protections and it's just faith-based political correctness.
Let's just say that this law gives a green light to allow people of any faith to disrespect others with impunity, including secular people, of course. So it enables them to discriminate against them, to show prejudice and to speak out these things. So we can't police people's private thoughts, but when private thoughts, which we call prejudice, are actually put into action, it becomes discrimination. And discrimination is just not on in any shape or form in our society. And I was a principal of a religious Jewish school. And this legislation is not supported by many religious schools. Indeed, they are against it because they understand that they don't need more protections. People with any faith in this country are and should be well protected.
God bless you. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Thank you very much.